Welcome to the Dr. Divas Show with the Dr. Divas themselves. If you have questions about your relationships, career, home life, or finances, you've come to the right place. Now, here are the Dr. Divas themselves, Dr. Rhonda, Dr. Pamela, and Dr. Sony.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Dr. Diva Show. Today we have Dr. Pamela, Dr. Sony, and we have a special guest today. We have Miss Harolyn on the line with us. Hello, Harolyn.
Good morning.
Harolyn, who is comedian, life coach, extraordinary woman.
Yes. Amazing woman.
Thank
She's
you.
Here
so
joining
to
us today. Yes, and we're going to be talking about social media, and our show today is called Not So Social Media.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, there's so much to say, so much to say.
So much to say.
Hold on to your seats. It's going to be a show.
And you know what? I'm just going to warn you out there. I'm just going to warn everybody.
Uh-oh.
I am in rare form today. I'm just feeling good. I got a new spring in my step.
Yeah.
And it's all from a maniacal place. So none of this is from a place of love.
Get your dictionaries out. That was a doctor word.
I love it.
So I'm just letting you guys know everything that I'm saying today will not be from a place of love. This all comes from a very dark, dark place.
Dark place.
I will get you and your little dog too.
I love her. This is hilarious. So give us a call. We are 888-346-9141. You can find us on Facebook /Dr. Divas. Our website is www.drdivashow.com, all spelled out. You can find all of our social media there. So please give us a call. This is going to be very interesting. I know that we have all been victims of social media, and we have also always, you know, some of us have been victors of social media.
Okay.
Social media queens and social media.
Not so much. You know, right. Some of you guys need to stay off of social media because it's not doing you good. It's not doing good things for you.
No.
And some of you guys need to be on social media because you're great and you need to use it for good and not evil.
Yes, we're going to talk about some good and evil ways to social media is being used. But Harolyn, let's give you a second to, do you want to say anything to the world? Tell us about yourself. Let everybody know why you're so awesome.
Sure, I'd love to do that. First of all, I want to say thanks, guys, for having me on. This is such an awesome way to start off my Thursday morning. And I just want to introduce myself and say, I am a comedian, aspiring comedian. I started doing stand-up over the past year because it's one of my passions and one of those things on my bucket list. And, and it's a lot of fun. And so I'm learning as I go. And also, I, as you mentioned, I am now a life and relationship coach. And that's also an exciting area that's opening up a myriad of opportunities for me. I'm getting some good writing in. So it's just a creative and exciting time for me in my life. And so, this whole topic is really interesting because typically I'm a very private person and I'm not very, big on social media right now, but I'm being forced to have to do that. And the reason why I'm not on social media is because there's so, like you said, some of that stuff is negative. And I've seen so many bad experiences, from people that tell me that, they hear all this crap going on social media, and it just kind of shies me away from it. But for business purposes and for the purposes of promotion, which are good reasons, I'm all in.
I'm really excited
to get talking about this today.
Yeah, and I have to say, I don't know. I know that Dr. Sony and I are pretty active on social media, and I have to say that I am very strategic about what I post. I'm very strategic about it, because for me it is about how I'm representing myself. So I may not get on there and say, today I think I want to commit suicide.
Right.
Like I might not. I'm going to call my girlfriends. And you know, when things are that deep, it's not going to social media.
Yes.
You know, and then if I do post something about not having the greatest day, there's a purpose, because I want people to understand that, watch me bounce back the next day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm also very strategic about what I post. And most of the time, it's either, you know, I try to be inspirational.
Right.
And I try to, like, uplift people. And you're right. If I'm not feeling so great, because, you know, we all have bad days, I don't necessarily post it like that on social media. A lot of times, if I'm posting something like that, I will post it to encourage myself.
Exactly.
And it's funny, because a lot of people think I'm talking to them, and great.
Yeah.
But most of the time, if I encourage something that, you know, if I post something that says, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you fall, it's how many times you get up that counts.
Right.
Most times, 9 times out of 10, I'm talking to Sony.
Right. You know? Because you have to encourage yourself.
You have to encourage yourself. Mm-hmm. And so, but the other thing that I do not believe in doing, and this is Sony's pet peeve, is I hate smear campaigns.
Oh,
I hate it.
Yeah.
I do not like using social media to trash people.
Right.
I have a radio show for that.
Right.
You know, if I may ask,
you know,
you guys
who you are. I know you're listening.
You guys are both absolutely right. Listening. When you think about it, social media is a very, it's your personal platform, right? Yeah. And you want to use it, well, in our business, because we're in the business of inspiring yes. others and, you know, trying to create joy in their lives. We want to use that platform to share that energy and to
right.
spread it as far and wide as we possibly can. And so, you know, I think we all have to be held to a standard of using our powers for good.
Yes.
Think of what a beautiful world that would be if we all just kind of leaned in on that.
It would be a beautiful world, but it's not, because everybody doesn't use their power for good.
They do not.
And so, you know, and but, you know, the thing about it's so funny, because, you know, I'm supposed to talk about peace of mind.
And she's in a dark,
and I'm in a dark place today. I am Darth Vader right now. You know what I mean? I'm a villain right now. But
so
cute,
funny.
Though.
Oh,
cute though. I'm in heels.
Oh,
so
heck yeah.
Know that always happens. But you know what? Social media can actually make people depressed and stress them out, mm-hmm. and it can take over people's lives.
Right.
I mean, when you get to the point where you can't, when your mood or your self-worth is based on how many likes you get, you get to a point where you probably need to just kind of, like, let it go.
Right.
You need to just quit cold turkey. There's no, I'm just going to come down to doing 2 days or, you know, 3 days instead of 5 days. If your self-worth is based on people liking your post or how many follows you've got, then you need to stop.
Yeah.
You need to stop it cold turkey.
Well, and Dr. Sony, I don't want to step on your bounds with the whole psychology piece, but what I've heard is that, I mean, and there really needs to be, and there, I think there's an increasing amount of research looking at those ties. But there is a huge connection between self-esteem and what's going on social media. And
yes.
I don't know, I mean, if they all listen to what you said, there'd be the 75% of the people we'd be off of social media, because I think it affects a lot of people, especially people who are coming up on it. They're young. This is all they've known. This is how they value their worth. It's different than what we did in high school
yes.
and college.
Yes.
It's scary.
And people get emotionally involved.
Yes.
And what's going
Bullying,
on.
Bullying. All
yes.
kinds of psychological attacks happening online.
Yes.
You know, people are committing suicide in real life based on what's happening.
On social media.
Yeah.
And especially on, you know, on what I call fake book. You know,
exactly.
Because you know,
I heard someone say, or I think maybe I saw it on a television show, and someone said, "Oh, I see you were engaged," and it's just, "Oh yeah, just Facebook engaged." What is that?
Right. What is that?
What is that?
Wow,
I'm Facebook engaged.
Heck, let me get Facebook engaged today. I'm gonna get Facebook engaged today.
You know,
do you get like a virtual ring? How does that work?
I'm gonna create a fake Facebook page of a dude that's just fine, and we're gonna be engaged this evening.
You know, that's crazy.
Oh, I wonder how many people have done that.
I'm just Facebook and get, but there are some people who are just Facebook famous.
True.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I think that's a little sad.
That's sad. They don't have, you know, they have nothing outside of Facebook, but the perception on Facebook is that they have everything.
Right.
And you also know who you are.
Are we talking about the people who have a party with three people, and but it looks like it's like the full club? Is when they post a picture, it looks like they were totally turned up, but it was like him and two cousins, you know, sitting around.
Right.
Right. It was two cousins and some random guy. But you look at their Facebook post, and they were turned down for what? You know?
Right. Yes.
Those are the people that are Facebook famous. Those are the ones that, you know, on Facebook, they get, you know, they got 18 million followers. And in real life, they maybe have two people who can stand them.
Right. Right. But I'm going to be, but you know what? The flip side to that, though, is great to have a lot of followers. Wonderful. I have quite a few followers. But I keep my real circle small on purpose, because I am learning. Last year and a half has been a year of purging, and this year has really been a year of really showing me who is really in my corner and who really has my back. And so I'm okay with the small circles in real life, you know, because all those people on Facebook, as we all know, they're not, you know. They're just there for various reasons. They're there to spy, to peep out, you know, and find out when you're going to fall. And
oh, you know, I have so many spies. I see you. Look, hashtag Kelsey. Kelsey, our wonderful intern. Hashtag I see you.
You know what you're doing.
We do. I see you.
But it's okay. It's flattering. That's why I'm like, it's cool. It's cool to have a lot of followers. That's cool. It's flattering. But I know what's real and what's not. I know the difference.
I have a lot of followers. And I do have to give a shout out to one of my followers that I'm so excited about that followed me, 2 days ago?
Oh yeah.
2 days ago. And make sure you follow her at her name is at Seriously Susan on Twitter. And her name is Susan Bennett. What's up, girl?
Hey.
I love her.
Hi, Susan.
If you're wondering who she is at Seriously Susan, she is the voice of Siri.
Yes.
So you hear her voice all the time on your iPhone or your smartphone.
Yes.
She is the voice of Siri. And when I saw her follow me, I squealed.
How cool is that?
Cool. I squealed, and then I was like, should I ask her? Does she know where I am?
She knows exactly where you are.
Can I ask her questions on Twitter?
That's funny. I ask her questions like, do you love me?
Right.
And she says, yes, I love you too.
Every day on my phone, when I say, hi, Siri, she says, hi, Princess Sony.
Oh, so
thank you,
funny.
Susan, for calling me princess.
That's awesome.
I don't even think she knows she calls me princess. But
Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about relationships and social media and peace of mind and all of that. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you ready for a health, life, and empowerment show in one? Then be sure to listen every week for Living Well with Ann Beal. Ann takes her long-running TV show to the Internet Talk Radio airwaves with guest experts and insight designed to help you live a healthy and successful life. By hearing from the experts and those who have found success, our goal is that you too will be motivated to do the same. Living Well with Ann Beal can be heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Can you think of
of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment. Are you happy in your life, or are you just settling? It's time to speak out, take control of your existence, and let your life speak. Bart Queen is the host of A Hero's Journey. His personal goal is to help you find your voice, use that voice, and live the life that you deserve to live. Do more, be more, and give more. Tune in to A Hero's Journey on the Voice America Empowerment Channel, live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time. You owe it to yourself to tune in and make your voice count.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to the Dr. Divas Show with Dr. Pamela, Dr. Sony, and Dr. Rhonda. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to questions at drdivasshow.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Divas Show. Today we are talking about not so social media, and we're here with Dr. Sony, and we have Harilyn on the line, comedian and life coach, relationship coach. Am I even hating on you? Because I'm also a relationship coach, and so
the sisterhood.
It's all love.
It's all love, it's except for all me.
Yeah, today she's not feeling the love today.
I love my doggone self.
Give us a call. Are you Facebook famous? I love the tweet that our intern just put up. Are you Facebook famous? Can you make your sad three-person party look like a rager? If so, give us a call. 1-888-346-9141. And we're going to let Dr. Sony give us a little bit of psychology on this.
It's funny because... okay, so here's the good news before I get really, before I take off, okay? That the good news is that your emotions that are shared online are contagious, if you didn't know that. Researchers at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, they actually used software to examine the emotional content of 1 billion Facebook posts over 2 years. And so they really looked at raining days, particularly because the chances of negative posts were generally higher on gloomy days. And so what they found was that they were able to see that emotions that were transmitting on in places that were raining were affecting friends who lived in places where it wasn't raining.
Wow.
Where it was sunny.
That's interesting.
Right. So the takeaway is here. What people feel and say in one place may spread to parts of the globe on the very same day, at the very same moment. And you have no idea the impact that you may be having globally based on what you post on Facebook.
That is so powerful. Wow. That is powerful. I believe it, though. I believe it. There are certain pages and Facebook in particular that I avoid.
I do, too.
They're always gloom and doom. And it's like, please don't bring that in my house.
I do, too.
I don't want to see it.
keep your messages positive. And this is for those who are in business, because this was a business study and this was a marketing study. So what they noticed is that the same thing happened for positive posts, that even on sunny days when people posted positive posts, that even places where bad things were happening, shootings were happening, people were generally happy. So for those who are business entrepreneurs, keep your messages positive and you'll keep your customers happy.
That is so interesting. I believe it, though.
Yeah. I don't like smear campaigns because, you know, you don't know who you affect.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. Do you know that your profile photo makes a big impression in a split second?
Wow.
So psychologically speaking, people would look at profiles of different people. So when you do that friend request, people are going to look at your picture than who you first, right, before they look at your name.
Right.
And so even if they know you or you're a friend of somebody and you've got pictures of your finger, you're showing your middle finger.
Yeah.
That people are looking at that. So a recent study published in Psychological Science discovered that we draw conclusions about people based on a given photo in less than a second. Mm-hmm. To be precise, we draw conclusions in 40 milliseconds.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Wow. First impressions. That's like a on hyper.
Right. And that's how people do, period, whether it's social media or a person.
Wow.
So if you think that people aren't judging you, they've judged you within the first, in less than a second of seeing you.
Wow.
In less than a second of seeing you.
I believe it.
Yes.
I believe it. And that's why I'm very suspicious of people whose profile pictures look like a stock photo or it doesn't look real. I'm like, something suspicious here.
Right.
You know?
And I look at that too.
Yeah.
Because And you know, it's a natural thing, but if you like something or you friend request me and I look at you and there's a big shoe or there's, you know, or there's, you know, some obscure thing,
yeah,
I'm going to be like, okay, what are you hiding?
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're hiding something about yourself, why would I accept your friend request?
I'm not opening you up to my world.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't even want me to know about you. So you certainly aren't going to know, you know, that much about me.
Well, I have to say that is one of the most classic ways I have been able to figure out that somebody was trying to spy on me. So I've had a couple of instances where I've gotten friend requests from some guy maybe dating his some girl who hasn't gotten over him, you know, and and I get some crazy friend requests, and I'm like, this ain't even a real profile page. Like, I'm not stupid.
I'm not stupid. And here's the funny thing is that if you're, especially with me,
yeah,
and you know, here's where I'm about to get dark and
uh-oh,
real.
Oh,
I work for some pretty high profile people.
Right.
So if I'm suspicious about you, I can track down your IP address and then know exactly where you are
where
transmitting from.
Where you are sitting at the very point of hitting send on whatever you just sent.
Right.
Wow.
So I'm just going to let everybody out there know before you send anything to Dr. Sony, you better think twice about sending it because you can't take back what you post. And this is what gets people in trouble with social media.
Right.
They post something and then they try to take it back. And they think if you delete it, it's forever gone.
Nope.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I can get it back,
yeah,
and I can use it against you.
Right.
And most likely, I will use it against you. Actually, it's already been used against you. So while you're out there playing checkers with me, I'm playing chess.
Mm.
And guess what? I've already won. I've already won.
It feels very dark and cold in here right now. Oh my gosh. Harolyn, are you still here?
I'm not talking about you.
It's okay, baby.
Take your board with you when you win.
Hashtag, I've sunk your battleship.
Submarine and aircraft carrier. I just want to say that I'm most pissed off about the fact that Facebook has completely ruined the word friends for me. How do you feel about that?
Wow. That's a great question.
It has because
it's completely diluted what the word was intended to mean, right? Huh.
What do you mean by that?
Because, I mean, when I say a friend, what I mean by that is someone, you know, that's trusted and tried and true that, you know, as Dr. Pam was saying earlier, has got my back. That's what the word means to me.
Right.
But in that environment, it has been diluted so completely that it's reduced to just some casual acquaintance that's like four degrees removed from someone that you actually know. And it's silly to me.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. And I completely agree with that. You know, it's like we have to redefine friends now, you know? We have
exactly.
to come up
they
with another name.
Another word. It ruined it for me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because they're not really friends. They're
exactly.
not even acquaintances. They're
exactly.
followers. They're, you know, whatever
you
those people were in
word.
The yearbook. That's whatever those people were in a yearbook, when you flip through it, that's who they are. They're those people.
Right.
And what those people? I don't even know what those people were. They were just, you know, associates. So, Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I appreciate the opportunity to network and in, you know, because I hate networking in real life. So I appreciate the opportunity to be able to push my brand and to talk about what I'm doing and all of that, because what I'm doing, I definitely want it to reach the masses. I've never intended to kind of be the person that's a small town, you know, whatever. I definitely want to be able to reach the masses. So I appreciate social media for that sense.
Well, you know, social media does give you a sense of belonging. And so in a sense of connectedness, and there's been research, tons of research on that for some people who, again, who have a healthy use of it, that they feel connected to people. Like, you know, my husband's family's in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And so social media is one of the few ways that I can connect to them. I can post pictures of their grandkids and and us just to show that we're doing okay.
Right,
and they
do
the same to show that they're okay.
That's awesome, you know.
That's a great purpose, great use.
Yeah, there's some great benefits to it, you know. And with regards to dating, you know, we've got all these new ways of dating. I mean, I don't know how great, I've heard so many success stories, though.
Absolutely.
You know,
new ways of dating and new ways of cheating.
Yeah, we'll get into the cheating probably after the break, but the dating piece of it has been very interesting. I have to admit that I've been a little skittish about jumping into the whole online dating scene.
Mm-hmm, especially if you dated dating people who don't belong to you.
Right. Because online dating has made that very easy. But Dr. Sony, we're not getting there yet.
Okay. I'll stand
down. I'm trying to hold her back.
Yeah, wait for this one.
Girl, hold me back.
No, we can't even get into that until after the break because
I'm taking off my earrings.
Too deep. Yeah, it's
don't
touch
that
deep.
Dial, whatever you do.
But with regards to the positive aspects of meeting people online, you know, and online dating has lost a lot of its stigma. Like, even my mom is starting to come around on it because she thought it was insane. Her whole thing was, it's not safe, it's not this. And I said, well, you know, it's just like meeting a guy in a bar. You just don't know who you're meeting until you spend time to get to know him.
Or meeting them in church.
In church.
That's scarier.
In a freaking bookstore. Right. You know, I mean, don't even get me started on that story. So there are, I think it's just a matter of being wise and using your brain, whether you meet somebody online or whether or not you meet somebody in person. And it just to be careful anyway. But people did used to think that this was a subpar way of meeting people.
There was a bad stigma too. Right. I guess when online dating first came out, it made it seem like you were desperate or like you couldn't find anybody. But honestly, people spend more time creating a profile and thinking about what they want.
All those questions. I mean, it's pretty
intensive. And I think if more people spent that, I mean, it forces you to spend that time to think about what you want and what you don't want.
Right.
And if people spent that much time when they met somebody in the bar,
you
probably wouldn't, you know, be doing a walk of shame the next morning.
Right.
I mean, and I finally, I broke down and I did go out on a date from an online, and he's actually pretty cool. Great guy, great person. So, you know, I'm a believer. I haven't done much more than that yet, but I'm a believer. So, you know, 1 in 5 adults have used online dating, but it's really popular with older singles too. We've seen those websites, ourtime.com.
And, yes.
You know, if I'm single when I'm 80, I'm going to be on ontime.com.
Hey.
So, but we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we get to talk a little bit about the other side of online dating.
Mm-hmm. I'm going in. You're with the Dr. Diva Show.
Yes, so hang in there, and we will be back.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Now on Voice America.
The road you travel in life
is never a straight line. It's more like running around in circles, which is not a problem when you make Richard Flint a part of your world. When you're standing next to Richard, you begin to see a lot less confusion and a whole lot more clarity. Things just start falling into place. Every Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
The Power to Be with Richard Flint.
Join us, and more power to you.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to the Dr. Divas Show with Dr. Pamela, Dr. Sony, and Dr. Rhonda. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to questions at drdivasshow.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Dr. Divas Show.
All right.
Don't get too excited, because I know I said we were going to talk about cheating as soon as we get back, but there are some really good, it's good information I haven't really covered yet.
So. I know, and Kelsey worked so hard on this treatment, so I'm not going to deviate from it, Kelsey, my bad.
But there's some great information. So one, as I talked about, 1 in 5 adults used online between the ages 25 and 34 have used online dating. But it's so funny. I don't know. Are we considered, what's middle age these days? Is it, it's not 40s now, is it? It was always 40s when I was growing up. I don't know. Well, I don't want to think of myself as middle.
Huh? When you get your AARP card.
You better hush.
When it comes in the mail, you can consider yourself middle aged at that point. Well, you can get into the movies for $350.
Okay, well, no. So, because the statistic here, or the fact, the interesting fact is that middle-aged adults are often described as a thin dating market, which means that they have a limited number of available partners within their immediate social circles. So I was just thinking, God, that just sounds like, that sounds very familiar, and it's very scary.
Oh, wow.
So the idea is that online dating gives you a larger reach. You know, now you got the entire world, you know, right. If you're willing, if you're open enough to really date, you know, out of state,
which
out of the country.
Which is great, because you can date internationally.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, so
it's a beautiful thing.
There's a lot of options, you know, and so I'm just worried about, am I a part of this group where the it's a thin dating market? Oh, Lord. And we haven't even talked about the other demographics, black, female, you know, just depending on what your preferences are.
Well, you're not right. In a 65-plus-year-old group. That's only 3%.
Ooh. Yeah, so.
The pickings are slim.
The slim.
That's because the pickings ain't alive.
Right?
But the great thing about online dating is that there's not too much pressure when it comes to dating. If you don't find somebody you like, you keep scrolling. And unfortunately, that's all I've done. I've been scrolling.
Wow.
You know?
she said keep scrolling. That's a new thing.
Right.
I don't like you. Keep scrolling.
Keep on scrolling. It's a song. Scrolling.
Keep the dating scrolling.
So, yeah, it's a whole new world. And then, you know, a lot of people, most people ask people to help with their profiles. You have really family members who be like, baby, I'm going to put up a profile for you.
Right.
So everybody can get involved.
I've been catfished.
Oh, tell us about that.
Oh, wow.
I had learned what catfish was. and I learned it from personal experience. You know, wow. Someone called me and said, hey, I'm on this. It was an old friend of mine, and he's on dating websites. You know what? As a matter of fact, Dr. Pam, he's on dating websites. You're on dating websites.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying. Anyways, so sitting here trying to make a love connection.
Get it together.
But he said, I'm on this website and your picture is up. And he was like, uh-oh. I was at your wedding. You know, he was like, why is your picture up?
Oh, wow.
You know, and I said, yeah. And he sent me, he sent me a screenshot of the website. Okay. And I'm like, and it was my Facebook profile picture.
Wow.
So somebody copied my Facebook profile picture and put it up as their picture.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a compliment.
It's kind of creepy, though.
It's not. It was scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, one, people think that I'm out there.
Right.
You know, you know, like how many people saw it and didn't say anything.
Right.
And just like,
You know. You know, you got to be careful with that. I just recently heard that people are making money off of people's social media, Instagram pictures. And
yeah.
They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff with pictures.
Yeah.
That's, wow.
So you know me.
Yeah,
oh, she dug into her bag of tricks.
So, you know, when I found out who it was, she won't be doing any Facebooking, Instagramming, online dating until she, she'll grow it back.
Okay. Oh,
so.
All right. Hashtag she'll grow it back. Okay.
But, well, bye, son.
Last but not least, 5% of Americans who are in a marriage or committed relationship say they met their significant other online. And I have to say, I might know that all that 5% because I know quite a few people who have met.
Great.
Yeah, and they seem to be pretty happy. And so I'm like, wow, okay, all right. But then there's the other side. We can go there now.
Can we go there now?
We can go there now.
Because actually, I didn't even put this on the treatment. Kelsey put this on the treatment.
She did. We didn't
expose
even ask her.
Can social media ruin relationships?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Carolyn, what do you think about that?
I think absolutely yes. I've heard horror stories, I tell you, about relationships that have been, you know, disrupted, not only disrupted, but destroyed behind some of the mess going on out there. And people just need to stop it. Can I just say, that's not okay.
Yes.
It's not okay.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Just stop it.
You know.
I'm going to go Bob Newhart on you. How about that?
Right.
Psychology throwback. Stop it.
That was a great
video. You know, arguments over social media platforms among romantic partners are kind of damaging relationships. And they end in emotional and physical cheating. I mean, remember, emotional back and forth, even if you're not physically cheating, is still cheating. They end in breakup. They end in divorce.
Well, it's interesting. It says here that only over one third. I love this because somebody did the analysis. Like, I would have loved to do this analysis. One third of divorce filings in 2011 contained the word Facebook
The
file. Yes.
Facebook. And here's where it's funny. Here's where it gets kind of dodgy. Because I've seen this with friends and I've seen these things happen around me. That the affair happens. And the chick who's the hoe sends wifey all of these pictures. Oh, I've been with your dude, and here's what we're doing. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so not knowing that you've left a digital footprint, you know what we call that in court?
Oh.
Exhibit A, Exhibit B, Exhibit C.
Because you know in the state of Georgia, you can sue for those kinds of
things. You can sue the partner. In the state of Georgia, you can sue, and in a lot of states, you can sue the person for cheating.
Yeah.
And so when you post you and yo married boo pictures on social media and you're trying to do, I got your man, boom, I got your boyfriend. I got your man.
It don't work like that anymore. There's social media now.
If you're posting all of that on social media, all I can say is you deserve everything that's coming to you.
Man.
Everything.
Don't start now, it won't be none.
Don't start none, won't be none.
Right.
And I just, woe to the person that ever crosses
Is that a scripture?
Me. That should be the,
Is that a Proverbs?
That should be the 13th commandment.
I'm just,
that's in the book of I Know You Better Don't.
I Know You Better Don't.
Hashtag I Know You Better Don't.
Give me Kelsey.
And I wrote about this in my book. Don't, if you are, even if you're on the other side of this, be careful about what you post. Again, be strategic in what you post.
Right.
If you are going through a divorce or you are going through and you're on the other side and you're not the hoe,
right.
Still.
Most likely you are, though, but okay.
If you are the wife scorn, whatever, the husband scorn, be careful about what you post.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So yeah, even if absolutely. You, I mean, it, Lord Jesus.
Well, I know we're laughing about it, but seriously, there is a lot of collateral damage coming.
There is a lot of collateral damage.
You know, coming out of this stuff. And again, I think people just need to really become aware of it, and that's what the show is all about. We're putting it out there, and I'm sure there's lots of people out there who can relate to what we're saying. You know, and you're absolutely right. That is legally actionable. You
well,
know?
There's a study on that.
Can we say class action? If Facebook was mentioned in that many divorce proceedings, then there's got to be something there, right?
Well, a survey of prominent divorce attorneys conclude that 81% of them report a spike in cases using Facebook and other social networks as evidence
wow.
in divorce proceedings.
Wow.
According to the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers.
There's an academy for this?
There's,
oh, wow.
And you,
yeah.
You
oh,
know.
Research. You know I know about the academy for this.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
There's an academy for this, of which I will be keynoting. As
you
soon
must
as
have
I put my paper
from
in.
That academy.
Look, it's the, as soon as they have a call
academy,
to present.
Right.
Because I mean, really, and plus you're just playing a dangerous game. We did a whole thing, and we're not going to go into the whole thing on cheating because you got to listen to the archive of the show on
yes.
the Dr. Diva Show.
It's called The Side Chick Phenomenon.
The Side Chick Phenomenon.
Yes. Show
and so
one.
We did a whole show on that, but people just need to know that, you know, one, you're playing a dangerous game, but two, when you put the game on the net, you're taking it to another level. And
right.
just remember
at
that, especially
level.
With Dr. Sony, the same venue that you play the game on is the same venue that you're going to get destroyed on.
Yikes.
So play it on social media, play the game on Facebook, and you will get destroyed
God,
on Facebook.
I feel like she's talking
so
to somebody.
So pick your poison.
Goodness.
That's what it's going
to
be.
Talk to somebody. But just, you know, gosh, I don't even know. I don't even know, but just be very careful. You know, there's advice that we have, you know, 5 ways to defuse cyber threats to your relationship. And we're going to go to break. But talk about what you're comfortable with putting online and not putting online with your mate. You know, if you're in a relationship, have those conversations, and be respectful. Make sure that you know that you guys are on the same page about that.
And remember, I'll never smear you. I will never go on a smear campaign on
right.
social media.
Right. You just know who you are, and
that's why I have a radio show.
Right. That's great advice.
You know, yeah. You know, another thing is don't post negative things about your partner. So
no.
if you guys get into a fight,
it doesn't belong on Facebook.
It does not belong on social media. No,
it does not. No.
Keep that to yourself. Choose your friends wisely. Now, again, like Carolyn said, I don't know if we're talking about real friends. Are we talking about quote unquote social media friends?
TLC did a song on that.
Oh, love them. Love them.
We went
just
to
saw
see them.
Check out our page. We got pictures. Be careful with who you talk about what with. That is in my book. Be careful who you talk about. And know how to use social media. Don't accidentally post something to your wall thinking you're doing a message to somebody private. I've done that. And if in doubt, unfriend them.
Yes.
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
Like my grandmother used to say, keep yourself some secrets.
Please, some things you need to take to the grave.
Yeah.
Some things you need to take to the grave.
It is okay. I have noticed that people have unfriended us, unfriended me. That is cool because if you're in doubt, unfriend me.
I think
you don't like what I'm doing.
I think people who unfriend me are like self-cleaning ovens. I'm like,
I love it.
I didn't have to do the work at all.
Right.
So
just
thank you.
Thank you.
I love it.
Awesome. I don't need the hateful eyes on my page.
From
anyway.
From the bottom of my uterus.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. But I have. I've had to block people and I will do it. I have become a blocking queen.
Blocking
so,
queen.
There's another song.
LeBron James.
So, but we're going to go to another break and we're going to come back with some solutions. We've been talking a
solutions.
Lot
solutions. I do
stuff.
Have some solutions.
Good, good. She's ready. She's flapping arms and everything. So we'll be right back.
Find us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Should there be more to your life? Do you need a change? Transformation for Success with Dr. Barbara Young will provide empowering commentary each week to encourage you. She will interview successful personalities from movies, television, business, technology, health, and academia. All of them have amazing stories resulting in transformed lives. You will learn how to discover real happiness, financial success, and fulfillment to live your highest purpose. Join her on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. What makes you the best you can be? Is it money? Is it success? Maybe it's love, a good career, home, and family. Could it be a bit of all of these things? Be the Best You Can Be with Dr. Linda Santacola, along with her featured guests, will bring you the tools that could be the answer to the questions you've been asking. You'll get to the root of some of the problems that have been keeping you from being the best you can be and tackle them head on. Listen every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's time to access your magic. Tune in each week to Living in the Magic of Possibilities with your host, Glenice Hughes. Our topics cover finances, personal health, business, relationships, mediumship, and so much more. If you want to access all that is possible in your life, listen to Glenice and her expert guests who've turned the impossible into the possible. Living in the Magic of Possibilities is heard live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to the Dr. Divas Show with Dr. Pamela, Dr. Sony, and Dr. Rhonda. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to questions@drdivasshow.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Diva Show. We are here with Dr. Pamela, Dr. Sony, and we have Harilyn on the line. And she's telling us we need to lighten it up a little bit.
She made me woosah the break.
Let's bring it down 1,000. We're getting ready for our descent.
Thank you.
Bring in some peace of mind. We'll let Harilyn do the peace of mind today because she, you know, Dr. Sony's...
I ain't got peace of mind.
Had the Namio Renge Kyom heard during the break, but we're ready. Well, yeah. Let's do this.
I love it.
I ain't got peace of mind. I got peace of somebody's body parts.
Oh, Lord.
And they're spread all over the place.
Oh, gosh. Yes, yeah, lighten it up.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just joking.
These are just powers. Jokes. Start sending body parts. Old mafia move.
Okay, we're going to do a little girl talk.
Okay, but I just want to say as my disclaimers, no hoes have been heard in the making of this show today.
I love her.
Not physically, anyways.
Not physically, no. No, they've been hurt. They're hurt.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, look, I'm sure the World Ho Organization is very happy for that, that no one was hurt.
World Ho Organization. They should have an organization. Is there a union for hoes? I think they should unionize. Hoes need help, too?
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
like they're really going to get together. Okay.
Did you realize that there's a study that stated that women who use social media more are actually less stressed? Is that surprising?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. You would think that that would be the opposite, but you know, there is a therapeutic kind of function.
Sharing.
To sharing.
Well, here's the thing about sharing, too, is we can't help oversharing. It's how we're wired. So, excuse me. Gosh. Oh, I had to burp. I need to put this Bloody Mary down. Let's get to my head. That was a little spicy. I had a little Tabasco in it. Okay, I'm better. In fact, we love to talk about ourselves. We love it so much that Harvard neuroscientists have done a study. You know, I'm all about neuroscience and studies. I love
science. The brain.
Yes.
The brain. They say we can't help but share our thoughts. It triggers the same sensation of pleasure in our brains as food and money do.
Wow. What about sex?
And sex. Oh. Yes,
that feels good.
Yes, and it's the same. I'm sorry, I had to scroll down to that. Give me a chance. Let me scroll down to this. There it is. Sex.
Just saying. Okay.
Sex. So what they did is there's a picture of the brain, and they did MRI studies, and they showed they had people talk about themselves, and they looked at the synapses that occurred in the brain, and then they showed pictures of food, money, and sex.
Hmm.
And the same triggers lit up.
Wow.
So it's the same pleasure center. So that's why people overshare on Facebook. Sometimes they say things that they didn't mean to say and they overshare. Or, you know, like I've seen people kind of complain that, oh, what do people say? You know, I'm getting up, I'm exercising, I'm going to the store,
well,
you know.
You're complaining by saying it.
What yeah. You're complaining by saying that. But it's like that song, I Won't Complain. It's, the whole song is a complaint. But anyways, I digress. But people overshare. It's what we do, and it gives them pleasure. So I honestly would rather see posts about you going to the grocery store and exercising than to see posts of kids getting beat or
the fights,
the ratchetness.
Wow, yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
So that's just my two cents.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Well, and just to... Are we ready for doctor's orders?
We are ready for doctor's orders.
Yeah. So doctor's orders, Harlan's orders, comedian orders, life coach orders. Here's what we recommend. Social media doesn't destroy relationships in and of itself.
No.
It's really the people who are using social media and how they choose to use it. So you have the power to choose what you post and who you connect with online.
Yes. Yes.
Take responsibility for yourself.
Yes.
And
Absolutely.
Your actions as grown-ups. We all have to.
Yes.
We're supposed to be grown.
And my thing is just, you know, I'm always about kids. And, you know, I'm not always dark. Today, I'm kind of serious a little bit. Be aware of how social media can hurt others.
Yeah.
Remember that words hurt, even written words.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Especially young kids.
Even written words might be worse.
Yes.
Because they're there.
Yeah, especially young kids. Yeah. So
absolutely.
Exactly. So cyberbullying is never okay. So parents, teach your kids that, you know, what's appropriate for social media. For kids out there that are listening, it is, you are so not cool. It's never okay to berate someone over social media.
No.
And cyberbullying is not ever, ever okay.
Right.
And for those who have been bullied over social media, just remember that they're cowards, which is why they're doing it over social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not a direct reflection on you.
No.
You are beautiful. Yes, you are beautiful, or they wouldn't be targeting you.
Right.
So they only target what's important. So
exactly.
If they're
they
targeting
are haters.
You, it's because you're important. Right.
Yes.
So don't take it personally, and it's something that you should never take to heart.
Right.
Absolutely.
You should be around people and
interact with the people that celebrate you, not tolerate you.
Exactly.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I love that. Yeah.
Say that
help
again,
yourself,
Harlan.
Girl. Help yourself.
Say that again.
You should only deal with people that celebrate you,
mm-hmm.
and not just tolerate you.
Right. Right.
That's beautiful.
That is so deep. I mean, that, like I said, in the last year and a half or so, or prior to this year, there was a lot of purging because there was a lot of. Either they're tolerating me or they can't handle what's... I don't know what it was. I don't even want to try to interpret
shows.
What it was.
It always shows. If you just take
right.
a step back and take an honest observation. And that's the other thing I want to say. If you don't remember anything else I said today, to thine own self be true.
Ooh,
be honest
beautiful.
With yourself. Because you can lie to everybody else. But if you're lying to yourself, you're not even in the game.
I love it.
That's beautiful.
That's the heroine today.
Yeah, and on the business side of the house, just remember, technology and social media isn't good or bad. It just is.
Yeah.
And it just is.
Yeah.
So I'm all about business. Dollar bills, y'all.
Right.
So please use it for conducting business, starting business relationships, use it to advance your business.
Right.
You know? So it's not, I'm not saying, and please, I'm not against it, because I use it all the time.
And right.
Right now, if Network. You go on it, we use it for networking. Yep. You'll see Dr. Diva's pictures of where we go, whatever. So
yeah.
To me, it's not good or bad. It just yeah. is. It's a way of life. And so it's how you choose to use it.
Right.
And so yeah. I suggest that you choose to use it wisely.
Yeah. There use are groups that you can join. There are different, you know, there are different ways that you can use social media in a way that's going to be productive and make you, you know, stand out, you know, so you can learn, oh my gosh, I've learned so much from being a part of certain groups.
Exactly.
You know, on Facebook, you know, so.
And I have too. And I just want to end by saying, don't come for me unless I send for you.
Okay.
Especially on Facebook.
Put a message in a bottle, baby.
Message in a bottle.
Carolyn, do you have
that's
any final words?
Facebook. That's the way they used to do it back in the day.
What'd you say?
That's old school Facebook. Put a message in a bottle. By the time by the time they get it, you won't even be mad anymore.
Right. It's over. Like, huh?
What?
Carolyn, do you have any final words in our last 30 seconds?
Yes. I just want to say that you guys are beautiful. Continue to do what you do. Spread love, knowledge, peace, and joy all around, and everything is going to come your way. Miracles and blessings. Love you both.
Aww. Aww, thank you.
We love you back.
We love you back. Well, how am I supposed to end after that?
Took the air right out of your sails, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah. Just took the, just deflated my dark balloon. She turned my dark balloon into a pink one.
I love it. I love it. See, she's so transformational. Keep your eyes and ears open for Carolyn. You're going to definitely yes. want her as a life coach. You're definitely going to want to see her on the stage.
Yes.
So stay tuned on our Facebook page. We're going to keep you posted on her.
Yes, right, and she's actually certified by the Academy of Creative Coaching. So
yes.
So thank you for tuning in
yes.
to the Dr.
Thank
Diva
you for
Show.
Me.
We had a fun.
This
we hope you
fun.
Had fun.
Yes.
This was great.
Well,
I learned so much.
Yeah, and remember, as we always tell everybody,
smart is the new sexy.
All right, have
better,
a great day,
and
great
know.
Week.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Divas Radio Show. Please join the Dr. Divas again next Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We want to see you back here next week.